is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 30th of July, 2010. It's the anniversary of the founding of the city of Baghdad, 762 on this date, along the Tigris River. In modern Persian, the word Baghdad means God's gift. Baghdad, now the second largest city in the Arab world after Cairo. Almost a millennium later, on this day, 1729, the city of Baltimore founded along the Chesapeake Bay. 1930, on this day, the first World Cup final championship match took place. Uruguay defeated Argentina 4-2. 80 years ago today, Uruguay became the first nation ever to win the World Cup. It took place in the capital of Uruguay, Montevideo. 93,000 persons at the stadium watching. Today, the World Cup is the most widely viewed sporting event in the world. Over 700 million people tune in to see the final match on television. World Cup, made up of 32 qualifying national teams, happens once every 4 years. This year's was in South Africa. The next one, 2014, will be in Brazil, which has played in every single World Cup tournament since it began in 1930. 1956, on this day, President Eisenhower signed a resolution declaring "In God We Trust" to be the national motto of the United States. The original motto was "E Pluribus Unum," out of many, one. It was on this day 55 years ago Lyndon Johnson signed the Social Security Act of 1965, which created Medicare and Medicaid, public health insurance for elderly people and low-income families. By the time he signed the bill, the national health care debate had been going on for well over half a century, since the early 1900s. It's the birthday of the economist and sociologist Torsten Veblen, born in Cato, Wisconsin, 1856. He taught economics at the University of Chicago, where in 1899 he published his book, The Theory of the Leisure Class, in which he coined the phrase conspicuous consumption. And it's the birthday of Emily Bronte, born in Thornton, England, 1818, who, though she never had a lover, so far as anyone knows, wrote one of the great love stories of all time, Wuthering Heights. Emily Bronte, who said, "I have dreamed in my life dreams that have stayed with me ever after and changed my ideas. They have gone through and through me like wine through water and altered the color of my mind." Here's a poem for today by Susan Jackson, entitled "The Day She Gets Her License." The car is as long as a city block and sleek. The fins stretch out as far as the eye can see, or so she imagines. It's the early days of metallic finish, the color of the car, blue frost or silver, depending on the way light glints off the surface or how high the sun is. With the top down, the red leather seats shine like the inside of a flower, like a flag in the wind, and her hair trails out behind her, flying. When the guy on the corner, the cat with the long sideburns, looks across the street and whistles, she knows it's for her. She knows she's beautiful. She will always be beautiful. A poem by Susan Jackson, "The Day She Gets Her License," from Through a Gate of Trees, published by Cavan Carey Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Margaret Baim. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.